This is Clemens Miller and my wife Linda, and I just thank you all for having us here, and so we could seek God with you. It's been a blessing to come here. I know probably some of you all know me, most of you probably, and some have heard my testimony a little bit, but if I tell all my testimony, it'd probably take 2 days. So I'll just give a brief what I have to say. And I just came out of the Amish when I was a boy. And I was the oldest of the family. And we never knew God. I mean, we never knew what it is to know God. We read out of the German Testament Bible every in between Sundays, and us kids were glad when it was over so we could go our way and play, and we never just knew the Word of God. So when Daniel, my brother-in-law Daniel, and well, actually it started with my mother-in-law when I was still going with my wife, and I thought something was wrong here, that she couldn't be so happy, but I praise God that she was. And then it all happened when Daniel got saved, my brother-in-law Daniel. And we were living at a house, we were renting a house, and we had to move, so we were going to move over to my mom and dad's. And we had started the addition, and Daniel came down to help us to stay with he was going with my sister Ella. And then I knew one day we were working, and I knew he wanted to talk about something. And I knew what he wanted to talk about, so I gave myself up and I talked about it. And that night, as we went to bed, Melinda and Daniel, they talked to me what they knew, which wasn't much scripture, but I saw that where I was headed to, and I wanted to do better. So I praised God for Daniel and Linda. And I was very close to my family, but God has given me a grace that I could forsake them and follow Jesus and not get so lonesome for them. But I will pray for them till they see it. And just pray for us, me and my wife.
Yes, my mom, I'm Melinda. My mom, before the baby was born, she came to our place so she could be there when the baby was born. And she had this Bible, and she was so happy reading this Bible. I just couldn't understand it. Why was she happy reading the Bible? That's nothing interesting. She often told me to read the Bible, and I did just to please her, even though I didn't get anything out of it. And even before, 2 months before she came, for 2 months I wasn't reading the Bible. I came off of it for some reason. Before she came, I hurried went to the Bible and paged the Bible so it would look worn in case she would see it. I was guilty that I wasn't reading it, and yet I didn't understand it. And she was there, and after the baby was born, she didn't say much because she knew that I didn't want to hear anything about this stuff. So, a little after, when she went home, and later on she came with Aiden's, Brother Aiden's, she came and she told us that they're leaving the Amish. And I was scared. I just couldn't believe this, that my mom and dad would leave the Amish. And that night when they went home, I just cried and cried and cried to my husband, because I figured I'd never see them again, because we Amish couldn't see them if they left the Amish. So they went home with Aiden's, and they went to a meeting. We weren't alone. And then later on, my mom and all the married sisters came, and they talked about the scriptures and stuff. And I broke down and I cried because I realized what a sinner I was. I don't know for sure when I got saved, but it was over a period of a few days that I got saved. The Lord had mercy on me, and I just thank Him for that. I just want to praise His name every day and follow Him. He has let me see the light. And my husband, I started talking to him about this stuff, and he wasn't really interested. But it didn't take long until he saw the light, too. It just took a few days. So I want you all to pray for us, and God bless you all.
I should maybe say that when we were renting this house with some Amish family, then we decided to move over there. I mean, Mom and Dad, because somebody else wanted in the house. And it was when Daniel was down there, we were working on it, and that was Friday night. We went over there, we were going to work on it Saturday, and that night is when I actually saw the light and got saved. And by Tuesday, I told Melinda, we went home, there was a big wedding there in the community. And on Tuesday, and we went home, and I told Melinda that there is no way that we could live over there with my parents, because they were against us all the way, and they knew it already. So I said, Melinda, we got to move out of here. And I called up Amos and asked him if he could come down and move us out of there, and he said, I'll be right there.